You've taken me prisoner with all my warriors. I am much grieved. For I expected if I did not defeat you to hold out much longer and give you more trouble before I surrendered. I tried hard to bring you into ambush, but your last general understood Indian fighting. I determined to rush upon you and fight you face to face. I fought hard, but your guns were well aimed. The bullets flew like birds in the air and whizzed by our ears like the wind through the trees in winter. My warriors fell around me and began to look dismal. I saw my evil day at hand. The sun rose dim on us in the morning, and at night it sank in a dark cloud and looked like a ball of fire. That was the last sun that shone on Black Hawk. His heart is dead. It no longer beats quick in his bosom. He is now a prisoner to the white men. They would do with him as they wish. But he can stand torture and is not afraid of death. He is no coward. Black Hawk is an Indian. He has done nothing for which any Indian ought to be ashamed. He has fought for his countrymen against the white men who came year after year to cheat them and take away their lands. The Indians are not deceitful. An Indian who is as bad as a white man could not live in our nation. He would be put to death and eaten by the wolves. As things were growing worse, we looked up to the Great Spirit. We were encouraged. We went to the Great Father, and his great council gave us fair words and big promises, but we obtained no satisfaction. There were no deer in the forest. The possum and the beaver fled. The springs were drying up, and our people were without food to keep them from starving. We called a great council and built a big fire. The spirit of our fathers rose and spoke to us to avenge our wrongs or die. We set up the war whoop and dug up the tomahawk. Our knives were ready, and the heart of Black Hawk swelled high in his bosom when he led his warriors to battle. He is satisfied. He will go to the world of the spirits contented. He has done his duty. Black Hawk is a true Indian. He feels for his wife, his children, his friends, but he does not care for himself. He cares for the nation and his people. The white men do not scalp the head. They do worse. They poison the heart. It is not pure with them. His countrymen will not be scalped, but will in a few years be like the white men, so that you cannot trust them. Farewell, my nation. Black Hawk tried to save you and avenge your wrongs. He drank the blood of some of the whites. He has been taken prisoner, and his plans are stopped. He can do no more. He is near his end. His sun is setting, and he will rise no more. Farewell to Black Hawk.